Hi, it's Jim O'Donnell from Search SAP and Search Manufacturing ERP, and I am here at the ERP Bootcamp, sponsored by Panorama Consulting. I'm speaking with Bill Bauman, who is the Director of Client Services. And Bill, you are often called in as an expert witness when ERP projects have failed, and that has led to litigation. Can you explain to me a little bit about what you do?
Sure. Well, again, hopefully implementations don't get to the point where they actually need expert witness, but unfortunately many do. Mm-hmm. So we are typically, we can be engaged by either end clients, so be end users that have had a failed implementation that need someone to help them, need someone to help them in terms of supporting them in their case against, be it the developer of the software or the integrator of the software. We also many times represent the developer as well as the system integrator. So it really depends on the case and who approaches us. Typically we are retained by a law firm that specializes in something to do with software or intellectual property or that type of situation. They need expert testimony in terms of looking at what was the cause of the failure of the implementation. And so a lot of it is kind of forensic. We're going in and looking at the root cause analysis of the failure, where what broke down. And, you know, typically it's not just one thing, it's a series of things, and they tend to be repeating themselves. And one of the things that almost invariably comes up is what we call organizational change management, typically referred to as OCM. Organizational change management has multiple pieces to it. There's five different areas of it, but typically what we find is its communication strategy is the biggest issue. It's people communicating within the organization as to what this new project, in our case it's an ERP project, why are we doing it, what are the purposes, what are the scope of the project, and what are we trying to accomplish by putting the project in. What we find very often is the senior management team understands that they've got a project going, and then there's the actual project management team, they understand it, but the line staff and the managers below them aren't communicated with. And so they feel like they're not in the loop in terms of understanding what's going on. And then, lo and behold, a project gets dropped and they say, here, get trained and use this new software. And they're, geez, we've never had any input into this. We've never been able to give our opinion in terms of what we think it should be doing. And so the communication is not only coming from the top down, but also from the bottom up. And that's one of the areas, again, where we see almost every suit that we have, that component is missing.
Okay, great. Are there any sort of formal processes that can be put into place that can mitigate against that, or that companies can do right from the start to make sure that, you know, the communication is being adhered to or is being encouraged?
Absolutely. There are, right up front, there should be a project charter drawn up that basically, again, states the purpose of why we're doing all this, and there needs to be a formal communication strategy. How are we going to communicate to the rest of the company what we're doing? Is it a newsletter? Is it, you know, an email blast? Is it town hall meeting? What are the communication mechanisms we're going to do to keep people informed, not only of the planning phase of the project, but as it's going along, the status? Because we need to keep people engaged, and typically these projects take typically 18 to 24 months to implement. We've got to keep people engaged and excited about the project. No communication means no excitement, and that's where one of the breakdowns occurs.
Right. And when the breakdown occurs, what are some of the costs that I know it can't be really too desirable to actually get to the point where you're bringing in expert witnesses. What are some of the costs that that are to companies that get to that far?
Well, typically what you'll find is the resistance level goes way up. So there'll be certain areas within the company that will say, yes, we buy into the new system and they're fine and they're supporting it. And sometimes they may even champion it. But there will be, the less communication, the more resistors there will be. People will find ways to roadblock and be negative about the system. And that's where you start finding duration overruns. So we had budgeted 18 months to do this project, X amount of dollars. Now it's taken us 36 months and obviously a great deal more money. So duration as well as cost overrun is one of the implications of not communicating well.
Great. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you taking the time.